It's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. It must be time for This Week in Waukesha.
I'm Don Brown, Alderman Don Paul Brown, your host, coming to you live from the future office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. But I am still Alderman, and to prove it, I've even got my pin, which I won't get to wear much longer. As many of you know, in April, I'll be vacating my seat due to the redistricting, but happy to continue serving this proud community through the airwaves. And we got a great show for you today. With the primary coming up, one of the big primary elections will, of course, be for school board. And so my guests today are candidate Sarah Harrison and incumbent candidate Amanda Medina-Roddy. Sarah's up first, but before we introduce Sarah, just some news from the community. Our Waukesha South Black Shirts men's varsity basketball team had another big win last night at Muskego over Muskego, 76-60. And then this past Tuesday, they got the better of Catholic Memorial and their Canisius Crusaders, avenging their first loss of the season back home in South back in December. So they even things up with Catholic Memorial, and more importantly, they stand atop of the Classic 8 with a 13-4 record. So very excited for Coach Bo Richter and his boys. And a big shout out to Brady Hennis, who threw up a volley of 3 points. Just was, I think he, on some of the shots, he might have even had his eyes closed. He was unconscious. And that was fun to see, in addition to the great play of the rest of that that excellent lineup that they have. So another news today, Waukesha South's varsity dance team, along with the other high schools, North and West, will be competing in the WACPC regionals at Watertown. So wish them the best of luck. I know South's team has made it to state 2 years in a row, state competition, so we really wish them well. And then for next week's show, as those of you who may remember from last week's, we had the candidates, the challengers for the 11th District City Council seat held by incumbent Len Miller. We had Alicia Halbenslaven and Aaron Spencer, and they did a great job, and they've got some very exciting campaigns going on. But next Saturday, we have incumbent Alderman Len Miller, who will be talking about, who'll be on the show talking about his campaign in the upcoming primary and what he feels he's achieved in his first term as alderman. And joining Len, actually preceding Len, will be U.S. Senate candidate Pete Pekarsky. So couple great weeks with lineups. And speaking of the primary, too, I just wanted to read off, you know, we've got a few things for you to remember. The absentee ballots are arriving. Early voting starts as early as February 1st. The election, again, is the 15th. Drop boxes can, that's can, not cannot, they can, the drop boxes can be used for this election. If your community does not have a primary election, you will not receive a ballot, but that's not the case here in Waukesha, because we have the big elections are in Waukesha County. There's the Waukesha County Board District, and the candidates are Bob Selb, Alderman Corey Payne, and Brian Meyer. And then we mentioned the 11th Aldermanic District for City Council, with incumbent Leonard Miller taking on Alicia Halbenslaven and Aaron Spencer. And then, of course, we have the Waukesha School District, which is the heart of today's, the school board, if you will, today's conversation. And the candidates are Bill Baumgart, Amanda Roddy, Greg Dietz, Sarah Harrison, who's sitting with me now, Mark Borowski, Kerry Kozlowski, Markel Moorer, and Jamez Touchstone. So a lot for us to chew on in these couple weeks, and we encourage everyone to get out to vote. And big thanks to Blue Sky Waukesha for providing this this information. So big shout out to them and their advocacy. So what else do I have here? Oh, and then before the primary, we hope to have someone from the city clerk's office or the city leadership on to talk about what we are doing to maintain the integrity of our election process here in Waukesha, which I have a lot of faith in. not only as someone that's ran for office twice, but has also voted. So, and then that first song you heard, Sooner or Later by The Grassroots, an old favorite. I heard it on This Is Us a couple shows ago, and it reminded me, brought back heartfelt memories of childhood. But the message here is that love is going to win. And yes, I will repeat that. Love is going to win. And Jason, Sarah, you know, well, actually, especially the guys out there, don't forget your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. It's still a few weeks out. And I want to give a big small business shout out to Aloe Chocolatier on Main Street. If you're out of options, go over to Aloe and you'll find something very sweet for that sweet person in your life. So on February 19th, we will have some advocates and some high rollers that want to bring railroad, either high speed or Amtrak, from Milwaukee to Madison and maybe even connect us to the Twin Cities. So we're going to hear some, and including Waukesha in that too. So look forward to that lively conversation. Then on February 26th, I will have what could very well be my last District 1 Neighbors meeting here at the studio, which again is also the future home of former Alderman Don Brown. And so all the neighbors have been invited to join us. It's going to be quite the occasion here. We have some very lively discussions and really proud to be part of such a connected community there in the original District 1. So enough about that. Let's bring on Sarah Harrison, who's been very patient. And we're glad to... Sarah, welcome.
Thank you, Don, and thanks for having me.
You bet. And hey, first question is, I wouldn't say it's an easy one, but tell us about yourself.
All right. Absolutely. So my name is Sarah Harrison, and I'm running for a seat on the Waukesha School Board. I'm the parent of two Waukesha students, and education quality is my top priority. My kids have attended Hillcrest, Horning, and now my Chuck is a freshman at South because of the Engineering Academy.
Awesome.
And Lucas, my senior, is at North. And fun fact, my Lucas will turn 18 between the primary and the general election. So I have a personal vested stake in making sure that I get through this primary because I want his first vote to be cast for his mom. He said I have his vote, so I'm good.
What a great motivator. I love it. Especially, again, for all the young people out there, too. It's young voters have made a huge difference in a lot of the past elections. So what compelled you to run?
That is a super question. So as a parent, I have been to many of the meetings over the last couple of years, and I've been giving lots of input and feedback, and I'm not satisfied with the actions of our current board in response to community members. There are some good votes happening, but there are some topics that haven't been brought up and haven't been getting the traction that I believe they deserve, and we need to hold our administration and our schools responsible. I think it's important that the community member voice is heard, and our school board is our way to do that. So I have a clear understanding of the district from personal experience. I know what's involved, and as a member of the school board, I will listen to the parents, I will listen to the students, and I will listen to the teachers and make sure that all the voices are heard.
Sounds terrific. And what other, I guess, skill sets or experiences from your professional or personal do you bring to the table that make you a, voter should take a really hard look at you?
Absolutely.
And strongly consider you.
Yeah. So I do not have public office experience. However,
which could be a plus. I'm just kidding.
Depends on how you look at it. But I have had experience in a lot of nonprofit organizations, working on committees all the way up to board level for various nonprofits. I've worked with some athletic nonprofits. I've worked, with some hunger response groups, tutoring at-risk students, and doing some environmental cleanup type work as well. As far as in my day-to-day professional job, things that I bring to the table are, I am a person who absolutely has to make people from opposing viewpoints come together and find a solution that is mutually beneficial. So what I do is I manage a team of folks who design ergonomic solutions for material handling. So moving stuff around in a distribution center, conveyors and put walls and all that fun stuff. And so we go in and we talk with the client, we make sure we understand their needs, and we have to find something that's going to be the best for them, best for us, And I sort of play peacemaker because I'm not in sales, and the sales sometimes wants to push it to the highest cost, and the client wants to push it to the lowest cost. So I definitely have that experience as a peacemaker. Also, as a mom, I have that experience.
Great. Love it. A lot of experience. Yeah, and you brought up a good point, too, is that, you know, our politics today has become so polarizing, and that's very clear, not just in our school board, but in school boards, you know, across the country. And so, you know, I'd love to hear a little bit more about what you would plan to do to try to build coalitions, if you will, or find common ground with those on the other side of the aisle from you.
Absolutely. So,
and do you identify yourself as being on one side of the aisle?
So, personally, I do have political views, and I think everyone does, and I wouldn't try to keep that from anyone or even try to keep that from anyone. There's plenty of pictures of me out there at Democrat events and such. So, yes, personally, I do have an affiliation. However, this is a nonpartisan role, and no matter how much others on one side or another may want to make it a partisan race, The issues facing our students and our teachers are not political issues. These are educational issues. These are quality of life issues. And I am running for a nonpartisan role. I'm also running a nonpartisan campaign because I'm not accepting endorsement or financial contributions from any political party or political action committee or anything like that.
Sure. How are you raising your money, if you don't mind me asking?
I am begging my friends. It's all individual contributors. So I've been out in the community knocking on doors, talking to folks, and we've had a lot of people who have been compelled. They want to see a change. They're tired of the divided rhetoric that's out there. They're tired of hearing people
Sounds
using
great.
Scare tactics. They want to bring someone in that will be their voice and will help to find solutions. So,
sounds good. Well, Speaking of begging our friends, we have a few bills we have to pay. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Sarah Harrison. And then stick around, because then Amanda Roddy will be joining us too here on This Week in Waukesha at The Shaw, Waukesha Radio, 540 AM, 101.FM.